Hi, I'm psychologist Dr. Rich O'Neill with this week's checkup from the neck up, seasonal affective disorder and cabin fever, or better to light a candle than curse the darkness? Well, folks, as some of you know, I run or bike to work most days. Of course, in the winter weather, it's more, shall we say, challenging. And of course, this dark, cold season is when people ask us psychology types, is seasonal affective disorder or SAD for real? Well, this is controversial. The long answer is some people, maybe 4 to 5% of us, become diagnosably depressed this time of year, year after year, when there's less light. The theory is less light messes with the brain's chemicals that keep us feeling good. So we end up with low mood, low energy, low pleasure, and cranky with other people, or maybe even seriously depressed. The implication is that the predisposition might be genetic and biochemical, and that getting more light by looking out the window for 20 to 30 minutes a day or at a light box can get the chemicals and the mood back to normal. Some studies support that. Here's the counterargument, though. Other research shows that people diagnosed with SAD, seasonal affective disorder, and treated with cognitive behavioral therapy, that is, a therapist talking with them to change how they think about winter and behave in winter, got rid of their depression without any extra light. So, for example, maybe changing the thought, winter's dark days are so depressing, to winter's dark days are an opportunity to snuggle with my sweetie and watch some movies we've wanted to see, or go skiing, for example. Either way, diagnosable SAD or run-of-the-mill cabin fever, it'll probably help our mood to do more of what we typically enjoy, that is, make our own sunshine. There's no controversy that getting together with friends and family for fun stuff and getting the body moving briskly regularly makes the brain happy. I, for instance, think of winter as a chance to overcompensate for my unconscious 98-pound wimpy weakling syndrome by running or biking to work in the bitterest, blowingest blizzards and triumphing over adversity. Yahoo! And what an opportunity to practice my favorite curse words when the wind is biting my face and my fingers are frozen and a car goes by and splashes me with salty slush. Nobody can hear me anyway with the howling wind and snowplows and scarves and earmuffs and hats and all the other muffled swear words around. I'm Dr. Rich O'Neill. Thanks for tuning in, you little frozen weasels. Forget lighting a candle. Cranky cursing's fun.